Road of Life. Brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery.
You know, I often wonder what things really were like, B.D.
B.D.?
Before does. Before the ladies discovered that does, D-U-Z, is best. That it does everything in the wash.
Well, here's what my wash day was like, B.D., before does. First, I used to scrub my husband's work pants till my fingers ached.
Some job.
Uh-huh. And my towels. It was almost impossible to get them white. And the nice colors in my wash. Well, they lost all their pep.
That was B.D., before does.
Yes, but now things are different.
Now you've changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. Now you know does best. This new kind of soap does everything in your wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, plus greater safety for colors.
My wash days now are all A.D., after does.
What about those dirty work pants, after dozing?
Clean as can be, and I don't do any hard scrubbing.
No soap takes dirt out easier than does. What about your towels, A.D., after dozing?
They just couldn't be whiter. I'm so proud of them.
No soap washes whiter than does. And how do those colored rayon slips look?
Bright and fresh. They just couldn't be prettier.
Mm-hmm. Does is extra safe for colors, you know. Does everything. It's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does gives you the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who does. Does best. Does everything. And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Each man has a breaking point. To those born and reared in a civilized nation, the acts and sights of war are hideous. To those who do the actual fighting, those acts and sights, combined with countless hours without sleep, cold meals, hollow eyes, frayed nerves, can and often are the causes of mental upheavals. Like the human body, the human mind can take only so much, and then it becomes ill. Jim Brent's brother-in-law, Bill Evans, discharged from the Navy for psychoneurotic reasons, has been a patient at Wiley Memorial Hospital for quite some time. Thus far, he responded to no method of treatment. Jim, however, feels that something should and can be done for him. Therefore, shortly after 8:30 in the evening, he enters Bill Evans' room. The patient, who until this moment has been sitting dejectedly in a chair facing the wall, whirls about. Fear, anger, resentment, anxiety. All of these are written across his face.
Hi, Bill.
Go away, will you, please?
What do you mean, go away? Who do you think you're talking to?
Oh. Hello, Jim.
Hello. Why don't you start looking around to see who your callers are before you ask them to leave?
I don't want any callers.
On a very sociable attitude. Yeah. Mind if I sit down here, Bill? Bill, do you mind if I sit down?
I'm sorry, but I'd rather you wouldn't.
Oh?
I don't feel so well. I wish you'd leave.
You don't feel well? Well, then maybe I'd better sit down and find out what's the trouble. I'm a doctor, you know.
I'm a doctor, too. At least I was.
You still are. But you're a sick doctor.
Sick?
Well, aren't you? You just told me you weren't feeling well.
Oh, that's different. I haven't any pains. I haven't any aches.
Go on. Why'd you stop?
I don't want to talk.
No?
No, do you mind?
I saw Judith yesterday.
So that's why you're here.
How do you mean that?
She sent you.
Oh, she didn't send me anywhere. Stop imagining things.
I suppose you didn't discuss me.
Well, of course we did. Why shouldn't we discuss you? Is there any objection?
I can't stand to see her face.
Judith has a very pretty face. Why can't you stand to see her?
I don't like it, and I don't like her.
You've been telling that to a lot of people, Bill. And some of them have believed you. I don't. If you didn't love Judith anymore, it wouldn't make any difference to you if you saw her or not. Come on now. Why can't you stand to see her face?
Well, she's so worried. She looks sad. Sometimes she has tears in her eyes.
A wife has a right to worry about her husband.
Wife can't go on worrying forever.
Hardly. I wouldn't expect her to.
What else can she do if she stays married to me?
You may not be a worry for much longer.
No?
No, I don't think so.
How can you say that? I know how I feel. You don't. I'll never be any different. Never. Never.
Stop it. Calm down. I can hear you.
I'm sorry, Jim. But for crying out loud, why don't you get out of here?
I want to stay. Well, what's on your mind?
Jim, make Judith get a divorce.
What's that?
Have Judith divorce me. She's so miserable and... Jim, I'm not going to get any better.
You don't know what you're talking about.
But Jim, I...
Judith doesn't want a divorce. She wants you.
I'm no good, Jim.
I'll grant you there's room for improvement, and I'm the one who's going to do the improving.
You can't. Don't be silly. No one can.
Give me a chance, will you? Tell me, has your appetite increased lately, Bill?
No.
Are you as jumpy as you were when you first arrived?
I'm awful. Awful.
Answer my question.
I almost jump out of my skin sometimes.
The loud noises still bother you?
I can't stand them. I want to run. I want to get away.
Go on. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
You were going to say something, Bill.
No. Nothing.
Cigarette?
Don't smoke. Please don't smoke, Jim.
Oh, I won't if you don't like it.
I don't.
Why not? You used to smoke, didn't you?
Yes, but I don't know why. I just don't like it.
Hey, it's pretty cold in here, Bill.
Is it?
And you're shivering.
I don't mind the cold.
Hey, look at that window.
What about it?
It's down at least a foot from the top.
No, don't close it. Don't close the window. I don't like it to be closed up, Jim.
Oh? That bothers you too, does it? Bill, when you were overseas, were you ever shut up in a place under particularly unpleasant conditions?
I don't remember.
Are you trying, or are you just saying that to put me off?
I don't know what you mean.
You don't?
No.
And if you did, you wouldn't tell me?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Why don't you stop hounding me? Why don't you go back to City Hospital where you belong?
I don't belong at City Hospital, Bill. I belong here at Wiley.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I guess Judith didn't tell you. I was dismissed from City Hospital, Bill.
You what?
I was bounced. Thrown out.
Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, you're just saying that because...
Why would I make up a thing like that?
But why, Jim? What happened? You were probably the best-liked guy that ever walked into that hospital.
Oh, thanks.
But I bet my bottom buck that it had something to do with Frazier. He was in on it, wasn't he, Jim? Wasn't he?
Well...
Just tell me that. Didn't Frazier have something to do with it?
Yes, he did.
Oh, wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know that he...
You're feeling better, aren't you, Bill?
Why, I... A little? Yes.
You were thinking about Jim Brent for a while instead of Bill Evans.
Yeah. I guess I was.
You should try to do that more often, Bill. Think out instead of in.
It's awfully hard for me, Jim. Awfully hard.
I realize that. Just make an honest attempt, though.
Jim.
What?
How did Carol take the business about the hospital?
Carol?
Yes.
Well, she took it very well.
She's a good sport, isn't she? Bet she felt badly about it, though.
Yes, of course she did. But if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about you again, Bill.
I wish you wouldn't.
But I've got to. I want to talk to you about a few things.
What things?
The ones that have to do with getting you well.
Don't kid me, will you, Jim?
I'm not kidding you.
You honestly think you can help me?
Yes, I honestly do. I've been reading about quite a few cases similar to yours, Bill. I think I found something new, something called pentothal sodium.
Pentothal sodium?
Mm-hmm. It puts you to sleep, but before you fall asleep, you talk. And it's the talking part that does the work.
Uh-huh.
It acts something like sodium alitol. They're both pretty effective in certain cases. And well?
Why bother with it?
What do you mean, why bother with it? You don't want to sit here forever, do you?
No, but that won't do any good.
For a man who was once a doctor, you're talking like a fool.
But you said I still was a doctor.
Well, you aren't thinking like one. Look, Bill, pentothal sodium is something new. What have you got to lose if you agree to try it?
I don't want to be disappointed again, Jim. A man can only stand so much disappointment and then...
Listen. Do you trust me or don't you? Do you think I'd ask you to undergo a treatment if I didn't think there was a chance of it helping you?
Well,
great Scott, Bill. If this works, you'll be on your way again. You'll be able to go home to Judith and in time make whatever you want of your life. You won't be afraid of sitting in a room with closed windows. You won't jump out of your skin when you hear a door slam. You won't look under bed for some place to hide when you hear an airplane motor. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
You're not joking with me, are you?
What do you think?
Well, I...
Come on, Bill. How about it?
When?
I'll be here tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock with a needle and a tenth of a gram of pentothal.
Okay, Jim. If you think you can do something for me, go ahead and try. But you won't let me down, will you? Will you, Jim?
O'clock tomorrow morning. A needle and a tenth of a gram of pentothal sodium.
Promise me you won't, Jim. Promise you won't let me down.
Don't you agree that some things are so good you just can't say enough for them? Well, that's how I feel about Does. I've been saying all along that Does is best. It does everything in your wash. And I can go even further and say this new kind of soap has everything for dishes, too. Yes, D-U-Z spells all this for dishes. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, along with greater kindness to hand. Wait till you give Does a whirl in your dishpan. You'll see this new kind of soap spring up into suds the instant water strikes it. Lasting suds, too, so you're not constantly adding more soap to finish those greasy frying pans. And you'll find Does gives you speedy action on that grease, too. Does cuts through it without any hard scouring. And the final payoff is that Does is kinder to your hands than any other leading wash day soap. I tell you, Does leaves hands wonderfully soft and smooth. So why not start dozing your dishes? You'll see does best in the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D-U-Z Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. More than ever, our government needs used fat. More than ever, you need red points. Save used fat. Get 2 points per pound.